Disciplinary provisions and loss of license. The Real Estate License Act of 2000 lists specific violations for which licensees may be subject to discipline. The department is authorized to impose the following disciplinary penalties: refuse to issue or renew any license, suspend or revoke any license, censure or reprimand a licensee, place a licensee on probation, impose a civil penalty of not more than $25,000 for any one cause, or any combination of causes for discipline. The department may take disciplinary action against a licensee for any one cause or a combination of causes. Specifically, a licensee may be subject to disciplinary action or fines if the licensee makes a false or fraudulent representation in attempting to obtain or renew a license, has been convicted of a felony or of a crime involving dishonesty, fraud, larceny, embezzlement, or obtaining money, property, or credit by false pretenses or by means of a confidence game, is unable to practice the profession with reasonable judgment, skill, or safety as a result of a physical illness, practices as a licensee in a retail sales establishment from an office's desk or space that is not separated from the main retail business and in a separate and distinct area, has been subjected to disciplinary action by another state, the District of Columbia, a territory, a foreign nation, a government agency, or any other entity authorized to impose discipline if at least one of the grounds for that discipline is the same as or equivalent to a cause for discipline in Illinois, has engaged in real estate brokerage without a license or with an expired or inactive license, attempts to subvert or cheat on the licensing exam or assist someone else in doing so, or advertises in a way that is inaccurate, misleading, or contrary to provisions of the Act. A licensee also is subject to disciplinary action if found guilty of any of the following activities: making any false promises to influence, persuade, or induce, pursuing a continued and flagrant course of misrepresentation or making false promises through licensee, employees, agents, advertising, or otherwise, using any trade name or insignia of membership in any real estate organization of which the licensee is not a member, acting for more than one party in a transaction without providing written agency disclosure, representing or attempting to represent a broker other than the sponsoring broker, failing to account for or remit any monies or documents belonging to others that come into the licensee's possession, failing to properly maintain and deposit escrow monies in a separate account, failing to make all escrow records maintained in connection with the practice of real estate available during normal business hours and within 24 hours of submitted request, failing to keep all records for 5 years, can be kept electronically but must be backed up on a regular basis, failing to furnish, on request, copies of all documents relating to a real estate transaction to all parties executing them, failure of the sponsoring broker to provide appropriate licensing documents, license termination information, in a timely way, engaging in dishonorable, unethical, or unprofessional conduct of a character likely to deceive, defraud, or harm the public, commingling the money or property of others with one's own, employing any person on a purely temporary or single-deal basis as a means of evading the law regarding illegal payment of fees to non-licensees, permitting the use of one's managing broker's license by another person in order to operate a real estate office, displaying a for rent or for sale sign on any property, or advertising in any fashion, without the written consent of the owner, failing to provide information requested within 30 days of the request as related to audits or complaints made against the licensee based on the Act, utilizing blind advertising, offering an improperly constructed guaranteed sales plan, one that does not meet the Act's requirements for such plans, intending to promote racial or religious segregation by use of actions or words or behaving or speaking in such a way as to discourage integration, violating the Illinois Human Rights Act, inducing any individual to break out of an existing contract to enter into a new one, whether a sales contract or a listing contract, negotiating directly with the client of another agent, acting as an attorney in the same transaction in which one acts as a real estate licensee if merchandise or services are advertised for free. Any conditions or obligations necessary for receiving the merchandise or services must appear in the same ad or offer, disregarding or violating any provisions of the Land Sales Registration Act or the Timeshare Act. Violating a disciplinary order. Paying or failing to disclose compensation that violates the Act. Disregarding or violating any provision of this Act or the published rules or any regulations promulgated to enforce the Act. Failing to provide the minimum services required under an exclusive brokerage agreement. Violating the terms of a disciplinary order issued by the department. Forcing any party to a transaction to compensate the licensee as a requirement for releasing earnest money. Habitual use or addiction to alcohol, narcotics, stimulants, or any other chemical agent that results in licensee's inability to practice with skill and safety. Failure to disclose the licensee status on the multiple listing service data form that is accessible to the public if the licensee have any ownership interest in the property. A licensee shall report to the department in a manner adopted by rule. Any plea of guilty or nolo contendere to forgery, embezzlement, obtaining money under false pretenses, larceny, extortion, conspiracy to defraud, or any similar offense or offenses or any conviction of a felony involving moral turpitude that occurs during the licensee's term of licensure. Discrimination. Licensee guilty of discrimination, Section 20-50, if there has been a civil or criminal trial in which a licensee has been found to have engaged in illegal discrimination in the course of a licensed activity, the department must suspend or revoke the licensee's license unless the adjudication is an appeal. Similarly, if an administrative agency finds that a licensee has engaged in illegal discriminatory activities, the department must take disciplinary action against the licensee unless the administrative order is an appeal. Guaranteed sales plans. A guaranteed sales plan means a real estate purchase or sales plan whereby a licensee enters into one or more conditional or unconditional written contracts with a seller, one of which is a brokerage agreement, and wherein the person agrees to purchase the seller's property within a specified period of time at a specific price. In the event the property is not sold in accordance with the terms of a brokerage agreement to be entered into between the sponsoring broker and the seller, a licensee is subject to disciplinary action if s. he offers a guaranteed sales plan without complying with the Act's requirements for such agreements. A person who offers a guaranteed sales plan to consumers is engaged in licensed activity under this Act and is required to have a license. A licensee offering a guaranteed sales plan shall provide the details, including the purchase price and conditions of the plan, in writing to the party to whom the plan is offered prior to entering into the brokerage agreement. A licensee offering a guaranteed sales plan shall provide to the party to whom the plan is offered evidence of sufficient financial resources to satisfy the commitment to purchase undertaken by the broker in the plan. A licensee offering a guaranteed sales plan shall undertake to market the property of the seller subject to the plan in the same manner in which the broker would market any other property unless the agreement with the seller provides otherwise. The licensee may not purchase seller's property until the period for offering the property for sale has ended according to its terms, or is otherwise terminated. Any licensee who fails to perform on a guaranteed sales plan in strict accordance with its terms shall be subject to all the penalties provided in this Act for violations thereof and, in addition, shall be subject to a civil fine payable to the party injured by the default in an amount of up to $25,000. Source PA 101-357, F. August 9, 19. Unlawful actions by associates. If no sponsoring broker knowledge, a sponsoring broker will not have his or her license revoked because of an unlawful act or violation by any broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent employed by or associated with the sponsoring broker, or by any unlicensed employee, unless the sponsoring broker had knowledge of the unlawful act or violation. The sponsoring broker could possibly be held liable for the employee's actions under vicarious responsibility.